I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. The David Owsley Museum of Art's Attic Red Figure Column Crater is dedicated to the Greek god Dionysus, the son of the god Zeus and mortal Semele, and the youngest of the 12 Olympian deities. He is known as the god of wine and fertility, and starting in the 6th century BCE, he was commonly depicted on craters, vessels used for mixing wine with water and other ingredients. On the front of the crater, Dionysus holds a grapevine and a rhyton, a horn-shaped drinking cup. He is flanked by two Silenae, bearded men with the ears and tails of a horse. On the other side, two figures bend, sway, and extend their arms as if they are dancing. Dionysus was often accompanied by attendants who joined him in the pleasures of wine, theater, and dance. This was how Dionysus brought joy to the world. This crater was made around 480 BCE in Attica, the region of ancient Greece that included Athens. It is decorated in a style called red figure vase painting, which was developed in the late 6th century BCE. This means that the figures, like Dionysus and his cohorts, are red, while the background is black. This style was a change from the previous black figure technique in which the decoration would be black on a red clay background. Artists from the Attic Peninsula excelled at the red figure technique. We'd like to thank Ball State student Samantha Kirchner for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.